Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So this is episode 28, and today we're going to dive into something a little bit different, which you'll see in just a second. But the first thing I want to talk about is a very special surprise that has come in your way somewhere around Friday this week, right? It's something I've been working on very hard over the last few days, and hopefully it'll help as many of you as possible with your weight loss journeys, especially as we start heading towards the new year. So keep an eye out for an episode being released by the end of the week that explains all the details and all the things that will then be available. So before we jump into the episode, grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so that you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey. So you've probably, this probably sounds familiar for many of you. You want to help your weight loss journey. You want to do more than just pay attention to what you eat. So you want to go exercise, but you have no clue whether you should be doing cardio, whether you should be doing strength, and what even the benefits are of both, and you know, all that kind of good stuff. So what we're going to do is next episode, we'll talk about the benefits, the tips and the best practices for strength exercise, which means that this episode, we're going to talk about the benefits, the tips and the best practices for cardio exercise, which means we're starting with what is cardio exercise exactly, because this often gets confusing. Many people instantly think of jogging or running or cycling or swimming or anything of the kind, but instead an exercise counts as a cardio exercise if A, it raises your heart and breathing rates, and B, if it improves the function of your heart, lungs, and circulatory system. So what this means is that both of these conditions need to apply before something becomes a cardio exercise. So this also means that, you know, instead of running and swimming and cycling and whatever, shoveling snow or dancing or even bringing the groceries up the stairs all count as cardio exercise, as long as you do it with enough intensity to achieve the two conditions, right? And a good way to test whether or not you are increasing your heart and breathing rates is to see if you can speak normal sentences, long sentences, without getting out of breath. Now, for me, that means recording a podcast episode is a cardio exercise because I 9 out of 10 times get out of breath when I record those. But if it means that if you bring your groceries up the stairs and you are completely out of breath, you can't even, you know, you can't even output a small sentence, then you are essentially doing cardio exercise, right? Now, the next question becomes, okay, so now I know what cardio exercise is, but what are the actual benefits, right? Because I don't want to waste all this time and energy on something that might not have the benefits that I'm looking for. Well, I was doing a ton of research today, and I found out that there is an insane amount of benefits to cardio exercise, right? There's even so many that I'm gonna try and go through all of them as quickly as I can, but I might still miss out on some, okay? So here we go. Cardio exercise reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. It may reduce the risk of developing dementia. It decreases the chance of strokes. It improves memory and thinking ability. It helps protect against developing Alzheimer's disease. It fights osteoporosis. It maintains joint range of motion. It helps manage arthritis discomfort. It supports a cleaner and healthier skin. It helps tone your muscles. It helps you lose weight. It improves your blood sugar control. It decreases your overall stress on vital organs. It can lead to a reduction in fatigue and being tired. It can decrease the risk of erectile dysfunction in men. It can cause enhanced arousal in women. It helps stabilize your mood throughout the day. It has strong links to combating depression. It helps you get to sleep easier. And it boosts your immune system. Now, I didn't actually time how long it took me to get through that list. And even now, I am sure that there are definitely benefits that I've missed, but I'm pretty sure you get the idea, right? Cardio exercise is good for you. So now that you know what it actually is, and what the main health benefits are, which there is a ton of them. So even if you just want one of those, you're getting all of the others as a bonus, right? It's not like you can do specific cardio exercises that only focus on one particular thing. No, if you do cardio exercise as defined previously, you know, it raises your heart rate and your breathing rate, and it challenges your heart's, your heart, lungs, and circulatory system, then you will get all of those health benefits. Okay? So, if you're now certain that, yes, okay, cardio exercise, great, I want to do it, I know what it is, I know the benefits, how do I start? What do I do? Right? Then here are some of the best tips. If you want to start right now, do not, please do not, I see this mistake so often, please do not force yourself to go running or cycling or swimming if you hate that thing, right? If you hate if you hate water, don't force yourself to go swimming. If you get pain in your legs when you run or jog, don't go run or jog, right? And I know that sounds completely contradictory, because there's many, many people that'll just say, oh, if you want to do cardio, go and run for 30 minutes or go and run for 20 minutes or whatever, right? But that's not how that works, because if you hate doing that thing, you are, I don't know the actual number, but you are so much more likely to just stop doing it, because we all want to stop doing the things we hate. So please, don't do it to yourself. Don't force yourself to do something you don't like when it comes to cardio exercise, or when it comes to anything in life, really, but we're talking about exercise today. The second tip is to make it convenient, right? For example, don't go hiking, right? Or don't commit to going hiking if there's no hills or mountains around, right? That's kind of one of the most basic requirements of hiking, right? Same with swimming. Don't go swimming if you can't easily get to a swimming pool, okay? The third tip is to start slowly, right? We talked about this before. Start slowly and build it up. If that means you can't do more than 10 minutes of cardio exercise, that's fine, okay? I will not tell you that that's not enough, because it is, because it's all you can do right now, and that's okay. If you can only do 10 minutes of cardio exercise, right? I'm not talking intense exercise, right? I'm not talking HIIT workouts. I'm not talking, you know, all of those extreme boot camp things. I'm just talking normal 10 minutes of cardio exercise, whether that be running, dancing, or shoveling snow. If you can't do more than 10 minutes of that, that's okay. But try and do it maybe twice per day or a few times a week instead, right? So that instead of doing it twice a week, you do it maybe four times a week. And then slowly start building up. Start pushing yourself just slowly every here and there, right? Even if 10 minutes turns into 11 minutes and then 12 minutes and then so on and so forth, that's all fine, because you're doing something. And even when you're doing something, whether it be for 10 minutes or an hour, you are getting all of those benefits. Truly, you are, okay? So don't try and instantly run 30 minutes, because that won't work. Trust me, it won't work. I've tried that. I've been there. It's not fun, okay? So I don't recommend it to you guys. Start slowly and build up, okay? So, in conclusion, cardio exercise is a type of exercise in which you can increase your heart and breathing rates, whilst also challenging your heart, lungs, and circulatory system, right? It has an incredible list of health benefits for both the body and the mind. And as long as you start it slowly and build it up and actually choose something you actually like, then it'll bring you so much good in your life, and it will really help your weight loss journey. So on that note, I hope that this podcast episode helps you with your weight loss journey. And I want to thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day. And don't forget about the episode on Friday.